Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And welcome in, everybody, to another edition of the Future Blue Podcast, a part of the Fans First Sports Network on the Block M Podcast Network. My name is Vaughn Lozon, and we are back after a week off, a week of staycation for me, taking some time away from my full-time job and from this. It's good to be back. I am fully recharged. The batteries are good to go, and I could not be more excited to talk about Michigan football recruiting today, because we've got some developments that have happened over the last couple weeks, and who better to join me than my co-host, John Simmons, Mason Brew football recruiting contributor. John, how you doing, man? How have the last couple weeks been for you?
They've been great. Enjoying the nice weather finally, going out on some walks and getting some sunlight and stuff, which is great.
Yeah, it's the weather's finally turned, and I pushed back our podcast recording by 15 minutes because I was out on a run and I really was struggling, and I needed to get back home because I went so far out that once you're that far out, you only have one way back, and that's to run back. So that is exactly what I was doing too, enjoying the sunshine, enjoying the weather, and trying to stay active. Hope you all are enjoying the nice weather too. It's finally turned here, and we're going to be getting to official visit season soon with the nice weather on the way here. But before we get to official visit season in the month of June, we got some recruiting updates in the month of May that have happened over the last couple weeks, and we're going to get to a couple commitments. We're going to get to a top list later in the show, but we're going to start right at the top with the first commitment since we've been away, and that is that happened back on May 7th. The Michigan Wolverines picked up their first wide receiver commit of the 2024 class from three-star Channing Goodwin, and his name may sound familiar to you. It's because we've talked about him extensively on the podcast and on MaisonBrew.com, but just to recap him, he's 6'1", 180 pounds, plays with five-star quarterback commit Jane Davis at Providence Day in the state of North Carolina. He is number 512 overall on the composite, number 72 at the wide receiver position, and number 15 from the state of North Carolina. He was offered by Ron Bellamy in April of last year and instantly, in my mind, became one of the betting favorites to wind up in Michigan's class, thanks to his father, who also played at Michigan along the offensive line back in the 90s. And that's not to say that this was a slam dunk recruitment by any means. It was not. He was also heavily recruited by his finalists other than Michigan, which were North Carolina, NC State, Virginia, Virginia Tech, Wake Forest, and South Carolina. As a junior, he put up some big-time stats. He had 68 receptions for 962 yards, 15 touchdowns, and a state championship with his quarterback teammate, Jaden Davis. And that was built off his sophomore season, where he had compiled 42 receptions for 690 yards and 8 touchdowns. Of course, we expect a lot of the same that we have seen out of him for his senior season as well at Providence Day in Charlotte, North Carolina. So, John, this was this one was a long time coming. All the crystal ball predictions were in favor of Michigan well before this commitment. So it was a matter of when, not if, this was going to happen. All signs pointed to Michigan throughout this entire recruitment. Now it's good to have him in the fold, as he's a solid player, has strong chemistry with Michigan's quarterback commit, Jaden Davis, which I think is a really underrated aspect of having him in the class. And we'll certainly see how it translates on the football field in Ann Arbor. But again, John, really good pickup here, and good to get this first wide receiver commit out of the way with a legacy prospect.
Yeah, I think it's a really solid get for Michigan. I do like what you touched on there a little bit with the relationship between him and Davis. You know, getting to play two seasons together at Providence Day is going to be big for them. I think it's going to give them a step up when they get to campus, just having that familiarity and experience playing with each other. I think it's going to help them both as they, you know, early on in their Michigan career. So I think it's going to, it's a great pickup for Michigan. I think even without Jaden Davis, he would have been a take for the staff, you know, and a priority given his talent and bloodlines to this, the program and everything. So yeah, it's not surprising that he ended up in the maize and blue. Honestly, it's just kind of more of a surprise it took this long. It kind of seemed like he was going to be one of the first guys to commit, but you know, he waited until his teammate announced and everything and eventually joined the fold.
Yeah, it took over a month for him to join his quarterback at Michigan, which I agree. I thought it was, you know, I don't want to say like dragged out, because kids can, you know, they can have their recruitment go for as long as they want. I'm not like mad that it took this long, but again, like you said, kind of just a little surprised that he ended up pulling the trigger in the month of May. Could have certainly happened before Jaden Davis even committed to Michigan. So yeah, it's a good pickup, and I know the composite is, you know, he's a fringe top 500 player on the composite, but 24/7, whose rankings we go off of, we've always went off their rankings and the composite rankings, but 24/7's personal rankings has him as number 241 overall in the country. So I would imagine that if he has another strong season in his final year in high school, maybe follows it up with another 10 plus touchdown campaign, proves that he has all of the abilities that you look for at a wide receiver at the next level, I'm sure his ratings will go up across the other recruiting services as well. So look for his rankings to bump up with a good senior season. So now that he's in the class, Michigan can focus on a few remaining top targets at the receiver position. Jordan Shipp, who's another Providence Day kid, he instantly comes to mind. He's a four-star talent on the composite. Imarian Stewart, Gatlin Bear, those are the other two that really stick out to me as legitimate top targets at wide receiver as well that Michigan has a really good chance with. And they're going to shoot their shot with five-star Ryan Wingo, but I think personally he's bound for the SEC, maybe Tennessee, maybe somewhere in that Southern Southeastern Conference there. I think he's probably more slated to play his college football in the SEC. So how do you feel, John, about some of these other targets that Michigan is going after, and which ones are more likely which ones are most likely to join Goodwin with the Wolverines?
I like where Michigan stands with Imarian Stewart a lot. They've been, I think, the leader for him for a long time. It is interesting. He just said that he's not going to take an official visit to Michigan like he had planned, because he's been up there enough times and he's seen everything. But I think that just kind of speaks to how comfortable he is up there and how many times he's been here previously. You know, he's really, I think, the top guy and wide receiver for the staff. So Stewart is definitely, I think, number one for me. I think Gatlin Bear is probably next. I think just getting him out of Idaho and convincing him to play in a bigger stage is going to be the biggest hurdle for him. I saw Jay Harbaugh was out at his high school today, which is big. You know, I have confidence whenever Jay Harbaugh is like on a recruitment. He landed Colston Loveland last cycle. He knows, really familiar with the head coach out there. And I think Bear really loves the program. So even though he's going to go on a mission and won't be here for a couple years, I think Michigan sits well with them. And then Shipp, you know, you'd think he would be the most likely given that his quarterback and wide receiver teammate already joined the fold with Michigan. But I do think he's really looking at those hometown schools a lot. I think UNC, NC State are really giving him a lot to think about, and he may, you know, want to stake his own path there and kind of do his own thing rather than following the whole crowd to Michigan. So I think Michigan is still, you know, in good position for him in his top group of schools. We'll get an official visit and all that, but I could see him, you know, staying closer to home.
Yeah, to go off your point with Jordan Shipp, he certainly seems a little bit more willing to stick around the state of North Carolina. You mentioned UNC and NC State. Those are really the two schools that are giving him the most pause when it comes to a potential commitment to Michigan, I think. I would imagine that North Carolina is probably a little more out front at the moment compared to NC State as far as competition goes for Michigan. But I do think that the familiarity with his two teammates there, with Jaden Davis and Shannon Goodwin now going to Michigan, I think that's a really enticing for him to not have like the homesickness factor. I feel like a distance kind of is playing a factor in his recruitment. And as far as Imarian Stewart goes, you mentioned that he may not take an official visit to Michigan. I'm willing to bet that Ron Bellamy and those guys, they're probably going to try and sway him to come up on an official visit anyways, just because why would you want one of your top wide receiver recruits on the board in this class to go officially visit elsewhere, even if he says that, you know, he doesn't really need to see Ann Arbor, and I've seen enough of it. It's true. He has been up to Michigan a number of times, but I'm willing to bet Ron Bellamy will certainly try to change his mind when it comes to where he would be taking an official visit, and more importantly, where he would not be taking an official visit. But I agree. I think that ordering of Stewart, Bear, and Ship, I think I'm lined up with you as far as the most likely to wind up at Michigan. Let's move on to the Wolverines' other commitment since our time away here, and they picked up another commitment in this 24 class. This one was from three-star linebacker Cole Sullivan. He is 6'3", 200 pounds. He is from Pittsburgh, ranked number 597 overall on the composite, number 56 at the linebacker position, and number 16 from the state of Pennsylvania. He chose Michigan over his four other finalists of Notre Dame, Wisconsin, Stanford, and Duke. He was offered by Chris Partridge back in February, and really not much has been said about this recruitment until recently. It seemed like Notre Dame was favored for quite some time, but after he committed, he had said to 24/7 Sports recruiting director Steve Wiltfong that he wanted to play college football at the highest level in the Big Ten, and the blend of football and academics won him over, as did his relationships with Chris Partridge and Jim Harbaugh and Ben Herbert. As a junior last season, he racked up a whopping 117 tackles. So, you know, not really a whole lot going on there. Also had two sacks, four pass breakups at Central Catholic High School in Pittsburgh. So John Sullivan is a really intriguing prospect. He doesn't really have a firm position set in stone moving forward. I've read comparisons to Chase Winovich if he is able to bulk up. And I mean, it makes sense that they're from the same area. Winovich also came to Michigan as like a defensive athlete. I know he played some tight end in high school too, but eventually bulked up and played along the edge. Sullivan certainly has the capabilities of doing that as well. But I've also seen a athletic comparison, at least not like a player comp, but athletically a comparison to Luke Kuechly, a star linebacker for the Carolina Panthers for a very long time. Take that with a grain of salt. Again, just athletically, not player wise, but like has the potential to have the athletic traits that he has moving forward. So I know I threw a lot at you, John, but it seems like he's going to learn every position at Michigan as far as the linebacker position goes, could learn some edge stuff as well. So where do you think he winds up once he gets to Ann Arbor and has a position set in stone for him?
Yeah, I think he may start out at linebacker, but I think he's going to grow into an edge. He's just so long. He just has a great frame and athleticism that I think edge would be the best spot to get the most value out of him. So I think that's kind of where he ends up. I think it's just this recruitment kind of came as a surprise. Michigan didn't seem to be recruiting that much for a while. It looked like he was locked up to Notre Dame, being like a Catholic kid from the Midwest. It seemed like a lock, but apparently Michigan was working hard behind the scenes. They got him to commit like 3 weeks ago, which was surprising to hear as well. Kind of seemed like a more recent development, but it was just nice to get him away from Notre Dame there. And I think he's going to be a pretty interesting guy for Ben Herbert to work with. Because like you said, he could play a lot of positions. And I think it helps that there's no really spot he's specifically targeted for. So it doesn't really affect any of the numbers that Michigan takes, you know, with their edges or linebackers or anyone as far as, you know, other recruits go. They can kind of sell it as more spots open for them.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. And I tend to agree that I think he will wind up at the edge position, kind of like what Chase Winovich did. Because when he came to Michigan, he was probably, I want to say he was like 6'3", 6'4", maybe like 220. I mean, it wasn't like what he is now in the NFL or what he was when he, you know, eventually broke out as a star defensive player for the Wolverines. So, yeah, I tend to agree. I really like his tape, though. He is a really good tackler in space. And I think that he does have the potential to play like the outside linebacker edge rushing position, like what Jalen Harrell does as well. Kind of like a Swiss Army knife defensive player who can stop the run. He can go after the quarterback. He can blitz. He can cover guys at the tight end position. So there's really a lot to like about Sullivan. And this is the other great thing about this, John, that I wanted to bring up was since you can really take Sullivan's commitment, and it's not really going to play a role in the recruitment of the other linebackers that Michigan's going after. So I know some people on the message boards were kind of concerned that it could impact guys like Jeremiah Beasley or Aaron Childs. To those people, I just say, forget about it. It's not going to happen. It's not going to impact where those guys go to school just because of this commitment. So Michigan's going to continue going after those two guys specifically, but others at the linebacker position as well, while also having Cole Sullivan, who's this Swiss Army knife in the class. Really, John, I mean, to me, this is really a win-win commitment. What do you think about all of that?
Yeah, definitely. I love the versatility. I love the athleticism. I think he's just a good guy that may take a couple years to fill out his body and stuff. But once he does, I think he has a really high ceiling.
Yeah, agreed. And this was a guy that Harbaugh like personally offered, was personally recruiting, really wanted to go after and get him. And that's exactly what happened. So, you know, if the head man likes the kid, you know, you got to prioritize him and just assume that good things are going to happen. He thought the same thing about Ronnie Bell back when he was a recruit, and things turned out okay with him too. So on the flip side of the break, we'll talk about a prospect who put Michigan in his top five list. But first, I want to give a quick shout out to Manscaped and Home Field Apparel. And with Manscaped, guys, they, if you have not heard, selling beard products now. They are revolutionizing men's grooming with the brand new Beard Hedger Pro Kit. Allows you to shape your signature beard look, and it all starts with the Beard Hedger, which is a cordless trimmer with a rotary wheel. You get 20 hair cutting lengths all in one guard, no more messy drawers, and it's waterproof, so you can shave in the shower to avoid all that hair in the sink. So join the 5 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped for all their grooming needs. Use our promo code MNB20 and you'll get 20% off your order at manscaped.com. And as far as Home Field Apparel goes, guys, in case you're not familiar, they are a premium collegiate apparel brand based out of Indianapolis. They got officially licensed gear, so they do not screw around with their designs. They study the history, traditions, and legacy of every school. And with all of that, they create thoughtful designs that tell the unique story of every university. And they've got some amazing Michigan designs that you will not find anywhere else, whether it's t-shirts, hoodies, crew necks, whatever you want, they've got it. So go to homefieldapparel.com, use our promo code Michigan15, and you will get 15% off your order. Again, and again, that's not just one item, guys, that's the entire order. So if you want like six or seven things, go do it. Michigan15 for 15% off your first order at homefieldapparel.com. Now, late last week, the Wolverines were included in the top five list for 2024 four-star edge Elias Rudolph, and really good prospect here. Other schools included on his top five list include Ohio State, Penn State, Cincinnati, and Pitt. He is 6'4", 205 pounds. He is originally from the state of Ohio, but he now resides in Deerfield Beach, Florida. And if that rings a bell to you, yes, it is in fact where Denard Robinson is from. So you hope that that plays a role in this recruitment at some point. He was offered by Michigan back in April of 2022, took an unofficial visit in the winter, and he has an official visit tentatively slated for the weekend of June 9th. He is ranked number 20 at the edge position, number 36 from the state of Florida, and number 230 overall in the 2024 class on the composite ranking. And you just hate to look at that crystal ball prediction because the lone prediction is in for Ohio State. So we'll see if that official visit changes anything in his recruitment. So, John, honestly, not really a whole lot has been said about this recruitment as of late. It kind of appears that Michigan is prioritizing some other edge rushers in the class, but interesting note from Steve Lorenz from the Michigan Insider. He reported that Michigan would take Rudolph's commitment if he wanted to be in the class. So at the very least, they're still going after him, even if it's kind of like a he's on the back burner kind of thing. They still prioritizing him somewhat in this class. So what is your read on this recruitment as of right now? Because honestly, it's a little murky for me. I don't know exactly what's going to happen here, but with the official visit tentatively set for June 9th, you got to at least think that there's some hope for Michigan in this one.
Yeah, this is a weird recruitment. You know, he's from Ohio originally, went to Florida, and now apparently he's moving back to Ohio for this upcoming season. So I'm not sure what's going on in his home life, but definitely an interesting one. He is also a guy that's kind of dropped in the rankings. He was, you know, like a top 100 player early on, but now he's kind of moved into that near the top 24/7 range. But I do, he would be a top 10 player in the state of Ohio. When he returns, I think he's talented in that he's a take at Michigan. So, hopefully the coaches see something in him here that convinces them to take him. And I think, you know, a lot of other Big Ten schools are also in on him given his top five list. So I think he'd be a really talented player. Just kind of muddles up the edge board a little bit more with a lot of moving pieces they have right now.
Yeah, it is a really strange recruitment for sure. And I feel like there have been some other players at the edge position in this class that are more prioritized than Rudolph at the moment. Guys like Darian Mayo, four-star from Maryland, come to mind. Dominic Nichols, who is a four-star composite guy, he comes to mind as well. And then obviously Brian Robinson, four-star from the state of Ohio, he comes to mind. So there's really a lot going on at the edge position. Another guy that I would, I'll throw in there, but I don't feel good about it. I think he does wind up elsewhere, is Brandon Davis Swain, the in-state player, along the edge as well. Seems like Michigan hasn't really prioritized him for quite some time compared to some of the other guys that they're going after along the edge in this 2024 class. And I guess I'll throw in five-star Dylan Stewart as well. It's really a long shot for him, but just for the sake of throwing him in there, I mean, he's one of the top kids overall, regardless of position in this 24 class. And Michigan is going after him, but it seems that they're really on the outside looking in. We'll see if he ends up coming up to Michigan for another visit. I think he visited earlier this spring with some of those other kids from the Baltimore area, like Darian Mayo, Aaron Childs, some of those guys. I'd have to go back and look exactly with regarding who he visited with, but I want to say it was some of those guys. But regardless, as far as it goes with Rudolph, just seems like he's lower down the board at this point. You mentioned the rankings drop, which is a really good point. Once you see like kids drop in the rankings drastically like that, because he was a top 100 kid at one point. Now he's 230 overall, which like isn't bad by any means. It's a very good ranking to have. There's nothing wrong with being a top 250 overall player, but once you're so highly regarded and it drops in the rankings a little bit, it is an eyebrow raiser for me personally. So I guess, John, I'll throw it back to you as far as like some of the other edge guys in this class that that you think Michigan seems to be prioritizing more at this point. I think a guy like Dominic Nichols is a top target for Michigan. I think if Darian Mayo wanted in the class, Michigan would be super ecstatic about that, and so would I. I think he's a really good prospect in his own right. So I'll pass it back to you for the final word as far as the other edge recruits in this class.
Yeah, there's a lot of them. I think the only guy that you missed there is Marquise Lightfoot, that I think is probably my top guy. I think he's in the elite range and is way more likely for Michigan than Dylan Stewart. So I think he would be at the top for me. And then Darian Mayo would be close behind as the number two. He's like 6'7". He's from Good Counsel, where Michigan's doing well this cycle with Aaron Childs too. So I think he would be a really good add, and also is considering Michigan very highly, and I think he's a good shot to end up in the class. Dominic Nichols, another DMV guy, is another guy that I think if he wanted to commit, he would have a spot, but he could be someone that depends on the class size and how things shake out. So, you know, there's a few guys in that boat, I think, too. You know, the Brian Robinson situation has been discussed a lot about if he's going to wait himself out of the class or not. Brandon Davis Swain, you know, he just scheduled an official visit to Michigan in June, but, you know, we've talked about that a lot too, if he's a full-on take or not, or if he ends up at edge or plays D-line. So I think there's, you know, a lot to be sorted out here, and I think the official visits in June are going to tell a lot of the story of where Michigan stands with these guys.
Yeah, for sure. And it's such an interesting position group to follow for Michigan in this class. And, you know, I agree with your comment on Lightfoot. I think he's a really talented prospect. According to his profile on 24/7 Sports, he's got official visits already lined up to Ohio State for June 9th, USC for June 16th, and then Miami for June 26th. So with just a couple official visits left, we'll see if Michigan can get him to Ann Arbor. That would be really good because, I mean, he's a Chicago kid. Sharon Moore and Mike Elston, they have been tag teaming that one, you know, with Sharon Moore being the area recruiter for the Midwest and Chicago specifically. Would be a really good pickup for sure. Brian Robinson's situation is just so unique. He's been to Michigan like a dozen times and just refuses to commit for whatever reason. I don't know what he's got going on there, but yeah, I mean, Darian Mayo, he's a guy that stands out to me. Dominic Nichols is a newer target along the edge. And then I guess the one guy that I also missed earlier and I think is also fairly likely to wind up at Michigan is Jacob Smith, who is the brother of Jared Smith, who is a more of like a interior defensive lineman who is committed to Michigan as of right now. So I think you probably lump him into the equation somewhere in there too. It's going to be really interesting to see how many guys they want to take along the edge in this class. It was really interesting in the last cycle when Mike Elston kind of came in and reset the board, and you know, things just progress so interestingly with the edge position in that class. And it's kind of, it's not exactly progressing that way in this class, but it certainly has been unique to follow the edge position in this class too. So, we'll, you know, no doubt in my mind, they'll probably get some highly talented players when it's all said and done. They obviously can't get all these guys, but you just hope that they put their best foot forward and get some of these guys like Mayo. I would really enjoy that. Or if they just get Lightfoot on an official visit and reel him in, I mean, that'd be great too. Kind of a, in my mind, a pipe dream at this point, but it's recruiting. You never know what happens until it really happens. So we'll just you know, buckle up and you know, wait for official visit season to come, and hopefully some more recruits end up committing, because we would love to talk about that on the podcast for all of you out there in listener land. So speaking of that, thank you so much for listening to this edition of the Future Blue podcast. It's good to be back, fully recharged batteries, ready to go and, you know, attack this thing once the month of June comes up. But, you know, we've got a couple months left in May and we'll see if anything else happens. But until then, you can follow me on Twitter at @Vaughn_Lozon. Follow John at @Simmons_John and follow Fans First Sports Network at @FansFirstSN and go give Mason Brew a follow as well. We still post podcasts and recruiting articles on there. So follow Mason Brew at Mason Brew on Twitter and Facebook, all that good stuff. We certainly appreciate it. For John Simmons, I am Vaughn Lozon. We will be back next week with another edition of Future Blue.